He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. Therefore I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad, and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders, holding forth of the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. And not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands having nourishment ministered, and knit together, increaseth with the increase of God, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. The wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Revelation chapter 7.